Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Beautiful Monday morning. Monday, May the 18th, 2026. 15 minutes past the hour, and again, the phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. I don't have an accurate temperature right now, but I bet it's very, very nice. And the gas price is down a little bit. What do we got here? 471 on Route 95. I believe we've got 468 across from the radio station here this morning. And we were told by a listener this morning that it is 438 at the BP on Fairground Street. So not too bad there. Now, does anybody have anything to say in regard to the conversation we had last hour? Because I think that's a very interesting conversation. Certainly not a political conversation, but it's this seemingly unending circle of people who want to promote Marion very much in a positive way, and people who are critiquing Marion, and that group is not getting along well at all. So, if anybody's got any thoughts on that, feel free to give me a buzz. It's a call-in show, and heaven knows we enjoy the call-ins. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And again, my stance on it is both are fine. I just don't know why the people can't get along. If you want to promote something and think it's great and wear the t-shirts and do all that sort of thing, good. I mean, I think that's fine. I think you should be happy with what you do. But if you don't like something and you do criticize it, I don't think you should be criticized for your criticism. People have to develop a little bit of a thicker skin when it comes to things. I don't necessarily know that criticism on its own is going to spell the downfall of anything. But I do know that the circle of do something good, criticize it, and then the people who did it criticize the people who criticized it, that circle is not a good circle. That just creates a lot of dissension, and I don't think that that's a good thing to be going on. But again, that's just my opinion. And again, phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And by the way, this is not something new. People act as if this is something new. You know, I believe it was in the late 70s. You know, we had a whole big scandal here in Marion with our police chief back in those days. It makes things today look kind of small, to be honest with you. Does anybody remember the police chief? I don't have his name in front of me here. I know I have the article somewhere, in which the police chief was a very popular police chief, and he was accused of doing something wrong. Now, nobody ever really said what he did wrong, but he was accused of doing something wrong. And somebody from the community was going to hold this press conference. And they were going to have this press conference, and they were going to say all these things that the police chief did wrong. I'll come back to this story in a second. Go ahead, caller.
Love your city.
Oh, yes. I miss pure Marion, but there you go.
Well, if Marion could only be pure.
I know.
John Long was the chief of police.
Yes, but you know this thing, and I don't want to say the man.
The day it happened, I was working in the engineer's office at a summer job.
Well, hold on. I want you to tell this story, because this thing, you know, and I don't want to say the man's name who was allegedly going to come out with this horrible story, because he's went on to his reward, too. He's gone. But
it could have been the president, I forget which union it was, but Bill Berger.
That's not the name that was listed in the papers.
Well, it was his daughter that allegedly John Long was caught with.
Well, here's the thing, and I want to get to that point in a second.
Underage.
But in any event, the person's going to hold a press conference, and John Long goes to his desk in the police station and commits suicide. He shoots himself in the head. And they find himself there before the press conference happens. Now, the odd thing about this is the story was never actually reported. The press conference never happened, for obvious reasons. And, you know, for years now, and I don't want to say who I've asked, but I've asked people who were big wigs in that era, and they all have a different answer as to why or what information was coming out. Now, you just said you thought it was because he was doing something with an underage person.
The story that was told to me was Bill Berga apparently came home, and I don't know, he was supposedly caught with Berga's daughter.
Right, and there have been stories like that, but I've been told by other people that it had, because he had just come back from a symposium or meeting out of state. And a lot of people have said it had to do with money. A lot of people have said that it had to do...
I think they're thinking of Frank Reber. That had a lot to do with money.
Well, but they said it had to do with money. A lot of people said that it had to do with just a general affair, that he was having an ongoing affair with somebody, and he did not want his family to know that. But regardless of what it was, nobody has ever been able to lay a finger on exactly what it was, because the press conference never happened. But think about that. This man, I'm not saying what he did, but we don't really know what he did for sure. But no matter what he did, was it worth the public humiliation that led him to shoot himself at his desk? I mean, you know, if you had not staged this press conference and got the newspaper involved, no matter what he did, I doubt it would have ended that way.
Is there a question there?
No, I mean, do you think that that's right or wrong? I mean, do you think if somebody would have went to him in private and said, listen, we know you're doing something nefarious here, and you should resign your post, do you think he would have committed suicide in that regard if there wasn't going to be this big press conference and the newspaper was going to cover it at a certain time?
Oh, I think the guy was like a trapped animal. You know, he was cornered, and he wasn't strong enough to overcome what he had done and own up to it and that. And, you know, desperate people commit suicide.
Well, they do, but I don't think the way that was handled publicly was the way to do it. I don't know why.
Well, who handled it publicly?
Well, it's the guy who was going to hold this press conference, and again, I don't want to say his name because he's no longer with us and can't defend himself, but he was going to hold...
Oh, that's an excuse.
Well, good people
grief.
Can find
Come
it.
On. It's just like the guys behind the John F. Kennedy assassination, etc. Hey, they're dead and gone. What harm is there? The harm's already been done. Shed light.
Well, I believe I think he got a lot of bad press on it because, obviously, the police chief committed suicide. I'm trying to find
well,
it here.
Well, depends on who the individual was, what their position or station within the government was, if any at all.
I don't think they had one. If I
they were just
right.
a regular, were they a political...
They were a political person, but I don't think they were in
oh, that,
of
that right there in and of itself. I mean, that's part of Marion's general problem. All these people in politics are afraid to say anything for fear of losing their jobs. They have families to support, and, you know, it makes them limp as a noodle.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't understand why it had to go down exactly that way. And to this day, I mean, what good did it do? Nobody knows exactly what the man even did.
Well, I think you need to hold a seance. It was either in your space up there or the one where the tanning salon is, where he did this.
And that, you know, I never thought about that.
That's the amazing thing. I was only up on, if I recall, the second floor is where the engineer's office was. And if I recall, I was making blueprints, and there was just this rumble. Did you hear that? Chief committed suicide. There was no sound of a gun, and I seriously doubt that his office was soundproof.
So his office might have been in where we are now?
Or the one next to you where the tanning outfit is.
Oh, God, yeah. What an irony.
Yeah, because Dominic Sansota was in one room and the chief was in the other one, if I'm pretty sure is the way the layout was.
Well, here's what I have on the... I found one article. There's another one in here about the chief will be missed, which again tells you what was going on at this time. But this article is so small, I don't even know that I can read it. But
you need a magnifying glass?
I need one. I don't have one in here, but let's see here. Within hours of announcing, he had just announced his resignation. Within hours after announcing his resignation, Marion City Police Chief John W. Long was found shot to death in his office at 11:11 a.m. today. Dr. Robert T. Gray, Marion County Coroner, said the cause of death was a single gunshot wound from Chief Long's own service revolver. Gray ruled the, this is an old article, 25-year police, he'd been in there 25 years, 25-years police veteran had taken his own life. Time and death was set at 11 a.m., Gray said. He was last seen alive at 10:30 a.m., witnesses at City Hall said, and funeral arrangements were pending with the Boyd Funeral Home. But that was the bulletin, because that day there was supposed to be this whole big whoop-de-doo about
him. No pun intended, huh?
Yeah. Well, here's a little bit. I mean, they broke in with that bulletin because obviously back then newspapers were going to press. But the story was Police Chief John Long, this was the original story that was supposed to have run that day. Police Chief John Long quit under fire today, exiting the, calling the accusations against him hogwash. Mayor Don Quaintance said he believes Long was not guilty as accused, but wanted to avoid the trauma of fighting the unfounded charges only to retire at the end of the year anyway. Quaintance also criticized the city council members who gathered the allegations against Long. I have witnessed firsthand men's inhumanity to man, the mayor said. The councilmen, well, actually, there's several councilmen here who apparently brought this about, spent a week gathering gathering sworn statements against Long from police officers and others. Others and read them to Quaintance and Long on Monday, withholding the names of the accusers. So see, it wasn't even one accuser. So that story couldn't have been about the underage person.
Well, let's put it in political perspective. If I recall, the chief of police, I believe, was a Republican, and the union boss, Democrat.
Here's the little moron. The council members have not publicly released the contents of the allegations, nor have they said how many sworn statements they collected. Quaintance has said no corruption has been charged, only personal... What in the world is that word? inappropriacies, I guess that's what Quentin said, while off-duty, and a lack of leadership ability. So, oh, and this is the five council members made a joint statement this morning, which does not comment on the long situation, but indicates that more of the names, more of the same may be coming. So they were even going after other people. But Quaintance, who was one of the few people who did hear what these allegations were, said he thought it was hogwash.
Well, what do you expect?
Well, I don't know why Quaintance would be defending him.
Well, because Quaintance, if I recall, was a Republican, keeping his administration, and as I believe, fellow Republican John Long, he didn't want to tarnish that image or anything. What else could he say?
Well, I think at the time that Quaintance said that, the information was going to be released. I think once he committed suicide, then they weren't going to release it, and never did.
Well, there you go. Why not release it? So what? Adds a little bit of background as to why someone was so desperate to take his own life and not own up to something. Exactly what the public will never know. But it must have been pretty awful to be so desperate to take your own life.
Well, I don't know. See, the thing of it is I look back to that time. Now, this would have been the 1970s. And, you know,
so 74.
And everybody got the newspaper in those days. You know, it was a much smaller world that we lived in. And this guy had been there 30 years. He was retiring at the end of that year. He only had 3 months left to go. And, you know, all of a sudden, five council people are saying they've got sworn affidavits from several people that he has done inappropriate activities. They meet with the mayor. They never say what the activities are. Apparently, they sent them to the mayor. And Long says he's going to resign because he's only got 3 months left, and instead of have to deal with this, he leaves, but then he goes and commits suicide right after he resigns. So, you know, I don't know. I just think if they really had something worthwhile, I don't know why it was handled that way. Why not just put it out there? Put it out there in a city council meeting.
Well, they had to have had something. Otherwise, why did he kill himself?
Because, much like I think Ayers Ratliff would tell you, the accusation will stick with you longer than whatever we find out the truth to be. And some people will always believe you did it, even if you didn't.
Well, we don't know what he had been accused of. It never had been made public, so we will never know.
Right, but this herein lies the problem, is that when you do something like that, you have to be absolutely sure that you have your facts straight. And I can't...
Well, it would seem as though those members of council that had... Did you say they had affidavits?
That's what they said they had, yeah.
Of people, etc., kind of sounds like they had something.
Well, yeah, but here's the problem. They also said that they had more of the same in regard to other people. That never came out. Well, what happened to that?
Well, we ended up getting rid of Billy Murray, you know.
Well, and what about the people who were accusing John Long? I mean, why didn't they... The people who gave these affidavits, why didn't they ever say anything? Why didn't they come forward without doing it behind closed doors? Why didn't they just outright accuse him of whatever he
did? Well, that sounds like the makings of a good show, Scott. Get in touch with them.
Well,
Find out.
Well,
you know, who's
left?
Still alive.
Who's
mean,
left?
Quaintance is gone.
Yeah, Quaintance is gone.
Sansota's gone. I think, Ayers Ratliff was on council then. I can't remember who else was on council.
You think in 74? I don't know if he was. You mean senior? I don't know.
Senior, yeah.
I don't know if he was or not.
Yeah, pretty sure he was.
I'm looking at these names. I think they do list the names here. Maybe I'll run through this list of names and see what I can find out. But, you know, this has been one of those long-term things, and I think nobody ever did want to talk about this because of what happened to the chief. I think, you know, suicide was not a good thing.
Uncover it. Be like A.J. Benza. Uncover the dirt.
Well, you know the thing about
it. Shed some light on it.
Well, you know, but now what if we find out that the man was guilty or innocent of these things? I mean, what good does that do all these years later?
Well, either or. He either was or he wasn't. Let's get to the bottom of it. And if there was nothing there, vindicate his name, because he's living an eternity of why did he kill himself?
By the way, I want to read this. I forgot I printed this off. This was must have been written by the editor, because it's called the Editor's Corner. And this was either the next day or 2 days after he committed suicide. Now, this is what the Editor's Corner in the Star said. The headline was, "The Chief Will Be Missed," but here's what it says. "Many hearts in Marion are sad. Many persons are angry. Police Chief John Long, a 25-year veteran of the force and chief the last 9 years, is gone. He took his own life just hours after resigning to begin retirement. The resignation and tragic end were the climax of a very traumatic week. The chief was under fire by a group of councilmen who, with the aid of somebody else, conducted an investigation for some time, guilty or innocent. Likely we'll never know. At the finding the record of this hurting the record of this man who rose from the ranks to chief and was looking forward to retirement at the end of the year is, this is half the article is kind of missing here, but something is unknown in the case that brought to the tragic ending of his life. How serious were the charges? How credible were the accusers? These are the questions many are asking bitterly. It would seem the criticism should be directed at the manner in which the investigation was conducted and made known, not that the investigation was made. Why was it necessary to showboat a serious matter by calling a Monday morning press conference and then announcing all would be put out at a session that afternoon?
Who called the press conference?
I think the councilman. Despite the buildup, the session was closed to the public and press, as most such personnel matters are. But why the pronouncements and the buildup? It has been reported that charges were said to the mayor and to the chief, but that the of those who made them were not resealed. Seemingly, the motivation was to get the chief to retire, now more than to get executive action in the way of punishment or dismissal of the chief. But again, this was a personal matter. Why should the accusers have grandstanded? There would have been ample time for pronouncements if the charges had fallen on deaf ears, assuming they were credible enough to warrant action. Chief John Long was convicted by the public, not by trial. Thus, he really was not convicted. The fact that he took his own life is insufficient in itself to add credence to the charge. Many have weakened under severe strain. He had chosen to retire now rather than go through the trauma of a battle only to end his service at the end of the year. He had in fact looked forward to his retirement for several years. For a couple of hours, the accusers had attained their goal, the ouster of Chief Long. Then the issue became a tragedy. In a nation that thrives on freedom, it's sad indeed that we will convict people without a trial. John Long was not without faults, but who is? But his record was a credit to the man, the department, and to the city. He may have had his weaknesses as an administrator. That concern has been voiced before, but no one along the way found cause for dismissal. Meantime, he grew in stature in the eyes of the general public, and particularly the youth. He was the community's chief of police, and he had the respect and love of much of his citizenry. He was straightforward and always defended himself. John Long was concerned for the community. He worked hard for it and in many directions. Surely his good points and his strong ones outweigh the others. The chief will be missed. So it sounds like it was an administrative issue that they were accusing him of.
Well, that was an editorial you read?
Yep.
How rich, how wonderful. I think that we should canonize John Long. I mean, my God, that editorial made him look like a god.
Well, but see, that's the problem. We love nothing better in society than building somebody up and then knocking them down.
No, there are people who put their hat in the party politics. Say how great and wonderful they are. Take a look at Gavin Newsom as an example. Tim Walz as an example. Look at all the corruption behind them, but yet you keep telling the same lie over and over again. There are people with a limited mental capacity to comprehend. They're getting a wool pulled over their head.
Well, I guess my point just simply is, if this man was beloved by the community or by some. Again, first hour, nobody's beloved by everybody. But if they did like him, they did know who he is. Obviously, it was a front page story. Not every suicide's a front page story.
Well, why? That's the status of the Marion Star at that point in time in history.
Right, but if these people felt that things were going so wrong, I'm sure it didn't all fall on John Long. It had to fall on some of these people making the accusations that saw him do whatever he did. Well, why would this just be dusted under the rug now that he was dead?
Well,
there still could have been corruption.
It's kind of hard to cross-examine somebody who's dead.
No, but if there's corruption,
let alone indict them.
No, but if there's corruption in the department, you know, I think you would want to look at that.
Well, you know, sometimes you have leads and they just lead you to a dead end.
Well, for him, they certainly were a dead end.
Yeah, no pun intended.
Yeah.
But, nope, that's one of the stories that makes one wonder. Marion, Ohio. Pure Marion?
Well, if anybody's out there who... You know what? Oh, gosh. Who listens? One of the former councilmen. His name is Ivan Stitham. I don't know if Ivan was in there at that time.
I don't think Ivan was in there. Ivan Stitham took over when Ellis Oyler stepped down. And I think Ellis Oyler may have been 78, somewhere around in there.
I'm trying to think of somebody who would have been around.
Ray Forbes may have been there, but he's long gone.
Right. Well, I mean, anybody who would have been of age that. I mean, let's say if you were 40 in 74, you'd be, you know, 90-some, close to 90 now.
Well, hey, one of the many mysteries of Marion.
There you go. Hey, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But what a story that was. And does anybody remember that, 1974? 740-383-9944. All I'm saying is, I don't know what the chief did or he didn't do. But I just the way that was handled seems a little strange. You know, all this whoop-de-doo that's going to go on up at City Hall and so on and so forth. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I find it funny that Gavin Newsom and Governor Walz are considered corrupt politicians, and the most corrupt administration ever is Donald Trump, trying to sue the Department of Justice for $10 billion, and he's going to force the Attorney General or whatever department to settle with him. That sounds like a corruption to me. There's been so much corruption with Trump. How can anybody say Gavin Newsom and Governor Walz?
Well, do you remember this whole thing with John Long?
No. I remember you talking about it a while back.
Yeah, you know, how do you feel? I mean, obviously, you know about as much about it as I do, but how do you feel it was handled?
I don't know. It really depends on what he was, what charges they was going for, but you know, it had to be something salacious if he felt the need to shoot himself.
Yeah, but why, I mean, why do what they were doing? Why have this closed-door meeting with the mayor, which obviously the media knew about, and then they're going to have this great press conference? I mean, why?
Maybe he was embezzling somehow.
Well, but the mayor said he heard all the accusations, and he said he felt it was not true.
Yeah, but what you feel and what actually happens is two different things. If you like a person, you're going to feel that they're not guilty. If you don't like them, you're going to say, he's guilty, you know, so.
Well, I agree, but I'm just saying.
There was something that he didn't want to get out, and he figured if he shot himself, the situation would be a lot better. You know, his family or whatever, you know, or him wouldn't have to go through, you know. Why don't you take that on? That would be a good, you're a reporter. Put yourself as an investigative reporter and see if you can solve this.
Well, here's the problem. I thought about it at the first time we did this story. Here's what becomes the problem. Anybody who says they know what happened, whoever we would drag in here, or anybody would drag up at this point.
You don't have to be the investigative reporter that needs to drag somebody in there.
No, but what I'm saying,
report the truth, but go out and investigate the situation.
Right, but no, what I'm saying is this happened in 1974. This is 52 years ago. Now, first of all, finding somebody who was involved in this matter, they're going to be in their late 80s or 90s at this point.
It's going to be tough, but if you wait till next year to try to do it, it's going to keep getting tougher.
But here's my problem. The documents are what the sworn affidavits on this, I'm guessing, they were done by city council. They were not done by the police department. So, you know, I would imagine they went away. Or somebody else would have uncovered them by now. And anybody that would come in right now, they would just be giving what they thought happened. They, just like I have heard, I've asked so many people who were around at that time what happened with that, and they all give a different answer. We would never get the definitive answer. We would get what somebody thought was the definitive answer.
Well, you might get 10 answers one way and 2 answers the other way, and you know, you would tend to think the 10 answers, you know, would be more right than the 2.
Well, I don't know. I mean,
you're just trying to convince yourself not to take it on.
No, I just think it's a little salacious at this point. John Long's family, I don't even know if there's any of them left at this point. And you know, he got smeared in 1974. What good does it do to smear him now? Just like then, he's not here to answer the allegations.
Well, you wouldn't be doing it to smear him. You would be doing it to come to the truth about
But how would I know it's the truth?
You might vindicate him.
Right, but how would I know it's the truth?
Well, even if you find out, and if it's something, you know, you feel that you don't want to break, you can still investigate it.
Right, but all I'm saying is, there are at least five people I can think of who told me that they absolutely knew what it was, and all of them had different answers. Now, it would be very easy to go on and say, well, he was having an affair, he was doing this, he was stealing money, this was going on. But do we really know? No, because there was never an investigation, because the man committed suicide. So, you know, we'll never know what really happened, and even if we brought the accusation forth by this group, we won't even know if he did it. You say, well, he had an affair. Okay, well, how do we know he had an affair? Are the people still around? No.
Well, have you ever been an investigative reporter, done anything like that?
Yes, but I think in this particular case, the problem is that there was never... We could bring forth what the accusation was, but how would you know if he did it? He said it was hogwash. Okay. In 1974, he said it was hogwash. And people already believe that he did it.
Yeah, if you're a good friend of somebody, you're automatically going to go, oh, that's hogwash. Even if you...
No, John Long said it was hogwash.
You want to protect the man, that's what you're going to say.
But I think John Long said it was hogwash before he committed suicide.
Well, didn't you say the mayor back then said it was all going?
I have to look at the art. I know he denied it. He said he didn't believe it was true. I think he said it was unfounded.
Yeah, but you're automatically going to say that if it was one of your friends, especially if...
But see, this is the problem with doing the story. The mayor's dead. John Long's dead. Most of those council people, if not all, are dead. So, what are you going to do? You're going to say, well, this is what the accusation was. Who's going to prove it?
Yeah, but if you did something salacious that, drove you to commit suicide like that, I don't think protecting that person is...
No. I don't think protect...
I don't think trying to protect a person... If he raped that underage girl or something like that, you don't protect that man.
No, but again, here's the problem. 52 years later, everybody's dead. Let's say one of these council people were alive. And let's say I brought him in here at 91 years old.
It doesn't say you have to bring anybody.
Well, I invite him in. They come strolling in as happy as could be. They come in at 91. I say, what was this deal with John Long? And they go, well, he was having an affair on his wife. How do I know that? I know it about as much as they knew it in 1974.
Yes, but we got several people saying the same thing.
You're not going to find several people. They're all dead.
Well, pretty much most of them, yeah, but...
So that's the problem of doing this story now. You could get somebody who would swear up and down that's what happened. But again, who's going to deny it on behalf of John Long like then? Nobody. And how are you ever really going to know if it happened?
It'd be tough, yeah.
So that's why I think doing a story like this, you would just be doing it for clicks. You'd be doing it for sensationalism, and you'd be doing it trash a dead man who's been dead for 52 years, who committed suicide at his desk. I mean, what's the point?
Well, if he raped that young girl, trashing would not be...
But I'm saying, let's say...
One of the things I would concern myself with.
No, but I'm saying, Terry,
you know,
just said...
You don't deserve not to be trashed.
Well, then you just heard...
stole money?
Well, no, you just heard the interview then. Terry said that's what the accusation was. Okay, there you go. So, how do we know that's true or not?
20 years ago, maybe it'd be a lot easier to find something out, but the longer we wait...
But you think Terry's mind's going to be changed? No, he heard what he heard. He worked in this building when it was happening. He thinks that's what happened. Okay. You know, that's what I'm saying. You would never get anywhere. That's why I even hate bringing that story up, because... you're just going to get people who have heard what they think happened, and you can't prove it in any way.
Well, it'd just be interesting to see how many people, you know, heard this and how many people heard that. And
but what if he didn't do anything?
Well, you know, he did something or he wouldn't have killed himself.
Well, but again, like,
you think he killed himself because he is depressed?
No, but I think there's a pretty good idea that this man who had been revered in the community, he'd been the police chief, he'd been for 9 years, he was going to retire in 3 months, and
he was depressed and going to kill himself. That just it doesn't make sense there.
Well, you know, well, what? Again, much like what has happened to some of our public officials lately, once you make an accusation, whether it's true or not, it's stuck to you for life. And maybe he didn't want that. And it would have been more so in 1974. There was no internet in 1974. There were three channels of television. What kind of publicity do you think that would have gotten? Just the accusation that this man had done this, whether it was true or not.
Well, it'd be worse in this day and age because there's so many ways to get things out there.
Yeah, but in those days,
we had 4, 6, 10, and 28.
Right, but everybody would have saw it. If it had aired on Channel 4 in those days, the audience would have been 50 times larger. And the subscription to the Marion Star in these. How do you think the police chief would have liked to have seen his face on the Marion Star accused of God knows what? Back in 1974, and what if it was false? I mean, I think that could lead somebody to commit suicide.
I don't know. I just don't think if he was falsely accused of something that he would have. You know, he's a police officer. He's been down that route before. I don't think he would have killed himself over. You didn't see Ayers Ratliff killing himself, did you?
No, but I think. I believe Ayers was very upset.
Yeah, and if it was true, he might have.
Right. Well, no, I don't know if it's true. I think look, Ayers lost his job. He lost his city ability to run for public office
right.
Ever again. And he's innocent.
And if it was true, he would have lost faith with his family. So if it was true, he might have did it. That's the reason why I say I don't think it was true, because
I don't believe everybody who commits suicide is guilty of what they're being accused of. Now, some are, but I don't know that everybody is.
Oh, no. You can't say everybody is, but you've had to done something in order to.
Well, here's my listen, if he had done it, if he had done whatever they were accusing him and it was a legal act, why did it go nowhere after he's dead? You could have sued his family, civilly. You could have sued the city. He was the police chief for abuse of power. Why was there?
I'm sorry for him.
Well, why was there never anything ever after that?
Well, their goal was to get him out of the police chief or whatever.
Well, they got that done.
Or to keep him from getting his pension or whatever. And after he killed himself, everything was all mute.
Well, right, but if he did something illegal, why would you not say that?
Well, you know, that's hard to say. I mean, we'll never really know the truth, but it'd be nice to know if there was a lot more accusations than one thing. You know, you could have a you know, a little bit better understanding of maybe what happened.
Maybe. It'll be interesting to see what happens.
Yep.
Hey, thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Later.
All right, if anybody else would like to weigh in before we run out of time this morning, feel free to give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And again, I don't have any idea about John Long. Never met him. Don't know who he is, never met anybody in his family, but I think it's very odd that we're sitting in the building that he committed suicide in and may very well be sitting in the office that he committed suicide in. What an irony that is, Because when I first pulled that story up, it was long before we ever came to this office here. So who knows? Who knows at this point? But the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. I just believe when it comes to this story, whatever eventually comes of it, it's just going to be somebody's opinion again, much like it was in 1974, or something somebody heard, or something of that nature. And I don't know if you ever really get to the bottom of it. I'm sure the people who are still alive in 1974 who believe he did what he did still believe it. And did he do it? Got me. All right, we're done for the day. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
I'm not, you know, they made Mrs. Garrett perfect, which was ridiculous, as I wrote in the book. I mean, they never let me yell at the kids or anything. Which most parents, you know, all the kids wanted a mother like Mrs. Garrett. Well,